One of the greatest things I have from my grandfather is a collection of wooden duck decoys. They're about a dozen different sized, hand-carved duck pairs. My kids, who often visit my office where the decoys live on a bookcase, like to mismatch all the pairs, placing a bufflehead with a canvas back, a blue-winged teal with a common golden eye. After the kids leave, I put all the pairs back together. And this time, as I placed the male and female mallards side by side, I wondered, why is it that the male duck gets such elaborate, colorful plumage, while the female duck is nearly all light brown and, frankly, rather drab? At a quick glance, these two look drastically dissimilar, and the untrained eye could think that they were not the same species. It turns out that differences like these in the same animal species are known scientifically as sexual dimorphism. Sexual dimorphism is a condition where the two sexes of the same species, like the boy and girl mallard, exhibit different characteristics, beyond just the differences of their sexual organs. The condition occurs in many animals, insects, birds, and even some plants. One of the most striking examples of sexual dimorphism is another bird, albeit not a native one. The male peacock sports a flamboyant and iridescent train of feathers that opens up into a grand display. The female peahen, on the other hand, possesses a significantly more subdued appearance, with mostly brown feathers. Why might that be? Sexual dimorphism is generally triggered by the process of sexual selection through competitive mating. In both mallards and peafowl, the coloring and brightness of a male's feathers indicate several things to potential mates, including reproductive health, fitness, and dominance. A healthy male mallard who has access to foods high in nutrients will typically have healthy, bright feathers, since his body can produce ample feather pigmentation. Good nutrition and bright feathers also show other males that a mallard is healthy enough to fight and protect his territory, which is a feature that appeals to females. Other local animals that exhibit sexual dimorphism include our white-tailed deer. A male deer's reproductive success is directly proportional to the number of sexually receptive females with which he can mate. The male's antlers are an example of a sexually dimorphic weapon with which the males fight each other to establish breeding rights. Antlers ensure that the largest and strongest males will be the most successful in reproducing, and thereby ensure that those characteristics are passed on to the next generation. Access to the opposite sex is not the only reason why sexual dimorphism exists. In insects in particular, females are often larger than the males. Scientists think that the reason for this lies in the huge number of eggs that insects lay. A larger body size enables a female insect to lay more eggs. In some cases, sexual dimorphism enables males and females to exploit different food sources, thus increasing their collective ability to find food. For example, some species of woodpecker have differently sized and shaped beaks, enabling the sexes to delve into different layers of a tree's bark, providing a more varied meal of insects for their chicks. From our Chincoteague Bay's oyster drill snails, with females just a half inch larger than males, to the great variety of native waterfowl that take their showy plumage to remarkable extremes, sexual dimorphism is a phenomenon very common in nature. You can learn more about other great characteristics of our local animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.